Hello and welcome to today's edition of Daily News on Cross River Watch, where we give you a wrap-up of happenings as it relates to Cross River State. I am your host, Jonathan Ubar. Here are the stories we have for you today. Court reinstates monarch sacked over political activities in Cross River. Ayade appoints 38 new aides. Four reject governor's appointment in Cross River. Windstorm destroys over 100 houses in Boki. PIN trains 70 agro services providers in the Niger Delta. YPP Guba candidate Joseph Kokobasi visits Nigeria Legion and Hunters Group. Biase targets 4,000 beneficiaries in medical outreach. Nollywood veteran Fidelis Duka mourns Ada Eme and Shola Onaida. And the news in detail. A High Court of Cross River State sitting in Calabar and presided over by Justice Emmanuel Ayade has reinstated the sacked Muri Munene of the Fulls and Paramount Ruler of Calabar South Local Government Area, Professor Itam Hogai. It will be recalled that Governor Ben Ayade had earlier this year in a letter conveyed the sack of the monarch for attending a partisan political meeting at the residence of former Governor Donald Duke, where a straw poll to whittle down gubernatorial aspirants from the Southern Senatorial District of the state in the People's Democratic Party was held. The monarch approached the court and his prayers in suit number HC/MSC/154/2022 to quash the sack were granted. Governor Ben Ayade of Cross River State has appointed 38 new aides despite having just 314 days left in office. The appointments, which are into 20 different ministries, departments, agencies and parastatals of government, were made known in four different press releases signed by his deputy spokesman, Mr. Linus Obogo, on Monday. Notable among these is Mr. Richard Romanos, who was appointed Senior Special Assistant on Deforestation in the central part of the state. Mr. Romanos had resigned his previous appointment to contest the All Progressive Congress primaries for his state's constituency in Obubra, which he lost. Meanwhile, at least four people have rejected their appointment by Governor Ben Ayade. They include the former director of the Cross River State Emergency Management Agency, Sir Hilary Ekwe, Mr. Clement Obok, a former chapter chairman of the PDP in Yala, Madam Helen Achadu, and Mr. Francis Lukwata. There will be more news after this short break. Thank you for staying with us. We now take you to Boki Local Government Area in Central Cross River State, where a windstorm has destroyed at least 100 houses in Okubuchi Community Area. Reports suggest that at least 500 households were also displaced by the windstorm, with initial projections putting the cost at over 1.5 billion naira. The Director General of the State Emergency Management Agency, Mr. Princewill Ayim, said he has been briefed about the natural disaster and will visit the community to assess the damage while inviting the South South Zonal Team of the National Emergency Management Agency for interventions. To the Niger Delta, the Foundation for Partnership Initiatives in the Niger Delta, PIND, has trained 70 agro-service providers across the nine Niger Delta states to equip them with new business skills, practices, and processes to improve their service to farmers and enterprises in the region. The training, which is under PIND's Market System Development (MSD) project, took place in Warri Delta State and Oyo, their five state capital. The program director, Dr. Ethiom Essien, said the end goal of the workshop was to improve the lives and livelihood of smallholder farmers, micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, as well as service providers through skill building and skill sharing. Payne says the MSD project has, since its inception in 2012, reached out to over 931,000 farmers and MSMEs. He said about half that number have adopted knowledge, attitudes, and practices that improve productivity to the tune of over 51 billion naira. And the gubernatorial candidate of the Young Progressive Party, YPP, in Cross River State for the 2023 general elections, Comrade Joseph Kokobasi, has said the provision of proper kits for security personnel is a panacea to the insecurity facing the state and the country. Mr. Kokobase disclosed this when he visited the Nigerian Legion and the Nigerian Hunter and Forest Security Service NHFS in Calabar, where he urged them to remain vigilant and committed to intelligence gathering as well as networking to nip security challenges at the board. On their part, the chairman of the Nigerian Legion in the state, Basi Edet, and the head of administration at NHFSS, Ime Esia, pledged to partner with anyone willing to ensure there is a crime-free society. And to help, the Biafra Local Government Council has partnered with the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, for a free medical outreach program in the council area. 4,000 women, youths, aged, and vulnerable are targeted to benefit from the outreach, which was flagged off on Monday by the council chairperson, Mrs. Ada Egwu, who promised to do more to ensure the people enjoy the dividends of democracy. The lead consultant in the outreach, Dr. Eze Chukwu, said they will test and treat ailments such as tuberculosis, malaria, blood sugar, hepatitis B, blood pressure, HIV, among others, while providing counseling, pre-diagnostic services, drugs, and treatment. He said chronic cases will be referred to specialist hospitals and health professionals for proper management. And finally, to the entertainment scene, veteran filmmaker and broadcaster Fidelis Duka has mourned the death of two television series stars, Shola Onaiga and Ada Eme, who passed away on Monday. Mr. Duka took to his Facebook to mourn the duo and said the film industry of Nigeria lost two iconic television stars from two different eras. Mr. Duka, who shared his experience with the duo, said while Shola Onaiga will be remembered for her role as Ireti in Checkmate, as well as the wife of Chief Fuji in Fuji House of Commotion, which has since stopped airing, where she was a director's delight, Ada Eme, on the other hand, was a modern actor who was always known to apologize without hesitation after an outburst, despite her influential role as Emwako Johnson in the African Magic family drama series, The Johnsons. He prayed that their souls find repose in the bosom of the Creator. And that's the size of our package for today's edition of Daily News on Crossover Watch. Make sure you visit our website, www.crossoverwatch.com, for more news on these and others. Also, like and follow us on our social media channels on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Jonathan Uba. Enjoy the rest of your day. See you tomorrow.